Okay, boys.
It says like this. Torah says, "In bechukosai teilechu, v'smitzvosai tishmeru, v'asisim osam, v'nasati gishmichem v'yitam, v'nasna aretz yivula, v'etza sadeh yitin piryo." You learn Torah, you do mitzvos, you get bracha, you get rain. The fruits will come out of the ground. V'hissig lechem da'ish es batzir, batzir yasid yitzara, v'achaltem lachmechem v'asobet, v'shaptem lovetach be'artzachem, produce, safety. V'nasati shalom ba'aretz, u'shchaftem ve'machrid. You're not going to be fearful of anything. No army is coming to attack you. V'shpati chayara amin aretz, v'cherp l'savar ba'artzachem. There's not going to be any dangerous animals that are going to attack you. Armies aren't going to even pass through your land on the way to else, on the way to other places. You'll win the wars. There's a lot to say on this pasuk also. On all these pasukim. 5 will chase 100. 100 will chase 10,000. Your enemies will fall before you. Faniti aleichem. Vifresiyaschem. Vibesiyaschem. Vakimosiyas brisiyaschem. You'll be fruitful and have a lot of children. Brachos. Yeah? Rabosai, Pasuk Yud. The Torah says, V'achaltem yashan noshan. Oh no, not one. Yud Aleph. V'yashan yud. V'nasati mishkanim besochetem. I said, I'm going to put my mishkan amongst you. V'losig al nafshi eschem. And you won't be disgusting. Now that seems to be a little out of place. Then it says, V'salachti besochechem, v'ayisi lachem lelokim, v'atem tiyuli la'am. It's like all these great brachas. You learn Torah, you do mitzvahs, you get tremendous bracha. You'll be my nation, I'll be your God, it's going to be great. And right in the middle, and you won't be disgusting. What? What? It's like, could you imagine, like, you know, it's like your wedding night. And it's like your new wife, you know, you're getting married under the chuppah. You go to the yichud room and tell your wife, wow, I'm so lucky. Such a beautiful woman. You're midos and chesed and you're not disgusting. What? It's not, it's just, it's so out of place. So Rabosa, Rav Shimon Schwab says, Geschmackibot. We know, Chazal tell us, La'olam yasok adam the Torah v'mitzvos afilu shelo lishma shemitok shelo lishma v'alishma. And Reb Chaim V'lozhin Reb Chaim, like I like to quote, this is the makor for la'at, says la'olam. La'olam means it must work that way. You have to start off doing things shelo lishma, and then mitok shelo lishma v'alishma, eventually you'll get to lishma. But you can't start at lishma. It doesn't work that way. You don't love Hashem so much. You have to work your way up to that. Mitok shelo lishma balishma. But you know what shaloch mitok shelo lishma balishma means? I'll give you a mashal mad over them. Let's say a certain girl, and her family is very wealthy, very wealthy. And you could use a little bit of that wealth. You know what I'm saying? She happens also to run in the very popular social circles. And you don't. You could use a little bit of that in, you know, into the right social circles. So you approach her one day with some flowers, and you tell her, "Listen, Ruchi, I would love to go on a date with you. Are you interested in going out to dinner?" And Ruchi's like, "Oh wow, oh, I'm so flattered. Yeah, thank you. I'd love to go to dinner." So you pick up Ruchi and I. You go to dinner, sitting with her over dinner. And he's talking, small talk. And you tell her, Ruchi, you know, I don't really like you. But your father has a lot of money. I have a lot of debt from college, you know, student loans, you know how it is. I'm not so popular. You have to be rather popular. You're kind of boring, but I'm sure if we continue going out, I'll get interested, you know. I'll care about these things. Married. You know? What do you think Brooke is going to be like? You know? See you later.
Alligator.
What kind of things? We come to Hashem. We say, Hashem, I'll learn Torah, I'll do mitzvahs. Why? I'm trying to get some fat reward, Hashem. I'm not so interested in the relationship with you. I just want kavod. I love it when people give me kavod. So if I learn a lot of Torah and do a lot of mitzvah, I'm getting a lot of kavod, Hashem. I'm all about the kavod. I'll get a big shteller, a pulpit in the five towns. And it'll give me a big salary. And every time I walk into the room, the whole shul will stand up for me. Gevaldik, Hashem. Give me some Torah and mitzvahs. So you think Hashem should say, ugh, get away from me. Get out of here. Who needs that? No. V'lo sig'al nafshi eschem. Lo olam yasuk adam b'torah v'mitzvah safilu shelo lishma. We have to start shelo lishma. Ein ma laso. We have no choice. That's the way we were created. We're not created. We don't have this automatically wake up and worry, I love Hashem so much. It doesn't happen. We have to build up. Build up to that. You know, people say, oh, incentives. Rabbi, then it's shalom lishma. Oh, such a tzaddik. When there's no incentives, everything you do is lishma. No. No. You're not such a tzaddik. You're an 18-year-old baby in diapers. That's what you are. And that's okay. V'losigal nafshi eschem. Hashem changes those diapers. Do not discuss the lie. It's okay. La'at, la'at. That's the only way. La'at, la'at is the only way. From step one to step two to step three. And we get closer and closer to lishma. But sometimes it feels a little off. Like, you know, we feel bad. Like, Hashem, like I'm doing this for the kavod. I'm doing this I want to get the 2 times my investment, 5 times my investment. I want to get the Rabbi Ribiat. I want to get the mini shas. I want to get the papagayos. I want to get. Okay, so it's not wrong to feel like, is that really how I should be doing it? But the answer is yes, because it's the only way. Because if you don't do it for those things, you're not going to do it at all. You're not doing it for those things. Those things are just giving you the extra push. But without that extra push, you're not going to get there. But you use those things as a tool to get yourself to the place where you want to be anyway. You want to be the Lishma. We want to get to the Lishma. But the only one way to get there, and Hashem says, and don't worry about it. It's okay. That's the way I made you. So, Beretz Hashem, we should be Zocha now. We're in the home stretch until Shavuos, boys. Whatever it takes to maximize between now and then, make the most of it.